In this episode, you'll discover how to turn your website into your best salesperson.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey-o, 18%. That's not a big number, right? 18%'s a small little nothing in the big spec of 100%, but only 18% of buyers want to talk to a salesperson before they're ready to make a buying decision. And yet most companies hide all their important information behind the wizard screen and make their prospects do something that they intuitively do not want to do. And I know that anytime somebody makes me do something I do not want to do, I figure out a way to put it off. Example, we recently had a client that was going to show up in 2 days and they dropped us 6 PDFs equaling 400 pages of medical jargon dribble. And their expectation was, read it before we get there. My expectation was, this sounds horrible, right? But just like you, I want the easy button. Life is busy. And in this episode, we're going to break down how to turn your salesperson, really your website, into your most valuable, most effective salesperson. And it'll be the gift that keeps on giving to your business. And as such, the big nerd, Marcus Krieg, is with us. Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka time.
Right on. Marcus, I got an email from one of our listeners, Jeff. And by the way, all of you that are sending the emails, you're like, this is so much fun for us to get your feedback, to hear about how we're transforming your business. The people that are video creators and video marketers, we are humbled by the fact that you're listening to our information, that you're sending us tips and tricks. Super cool. We love it. We like to be a part of the knowledge growth that's going on there, because at the end of the day, a rising tide lifts all boats. The smarter you are as a marketer, the more powerful you are as a video marketer, the more successful businesses are going to be that revolve and ask you to influence them. And that is pretty damn cool, don't you think?
It's pretty fun.
So we got this email this week, and as soon as Jeff sent it to me, I go, hey, Jeff, are you cool if I just handle this on the podcast? Because I knew that as soon as I walked over to Marcus Krieg's office, which is literally next door to mine, we share a common wall, and I knew I'd walk over there. Marcus is like, oh, yeah, that's a great topic. So here goes. Jeff sent me an email, and it said, hey, Todd, love the updates on the website, especially as you've spoken about how putting pricing out there for people makes buying easier. It is brilliant. The timing is perfect, he goes on to say, as I'm headed into a meeting where we will be creating, producing, marketing a weekly lifestyle show, and your website made me realize that my prices were too low. Now, not comparing, he says, to the amazing work that you and your team create, but was a nice slap in the face to make me wake up and start asking for more. Hey, Todd, commission checks headed your way. Coming soon. Signed, Jeff. Dear Jeff, if you want to go to wirebuzz.com, on the bottom of the homepage, you'll find our address. Thank you. So let's have that conversation. I think it's important. This topic of putting pricing is actually a subset of a larger topic, which is making sure your website is your best salesperson. In this day and age, just to timestamp us, 2018, Marcus Krieg, why is that important?
Well, I think that, you know, we've talked about how the internet and content has disrupted traditional sales organizations. Yep. And I think that that's really what this all boils down to is, you know, this idea of pricing, it's just the symptom of like the real disease. And the real disease is, I don't believe in marketing. I want to use my product information as a way to get people to opt in and become a lead.
Bad.
Right? Very, very bad for multiple reasons. Number one, you are pushing away anyone who wants to know about the product on their own. So the 82% of people who refuse to speak to salespeople before they're ready to buy. You don't include information that they consider essential, which pricing is the number one most essential thing that people look for on a website. It's usually the very first thing. And if they can't find it, most of them leave. Now, what some of these traditional sales organizations are doing is they treat their pricing pages like a squeeze page. And what I mean by a squeeze page is there's actually no information about their pricing at all. Instead, it just says contact sales, right? Or get a quote or something like that. And then you have to fill out information. Now, their thought is you want to know about their pricing and their product so bad that you're going to give away some of your private information and say, hey, salesperson, why don't you follow up with me?
You want to know pricing so bad that you're willing to do something you do not want to do, which is to interact with a salesperson?
Right. I care so much about your product that I am going to subject myself to a high-pressure sales situation.
That is a bad scenario. That's like me walking on a car lot. Oh, we've done this together. Bought some time, walked around, looked at cars, and my first instinct is to not wave over the car salesman. My first instinct, because, you know, let's face it, I got freakish skills, is to put on some really impressive running back skills and ditching the salesperson and just looking on the window for the price. Mm-hmm. And that makes me happy, right? Because I don't have to interact with anybody. The price is on the window.
Before anyone's trying to sell you anything, you want to have a look at the inventory.
Marshawn Lynch was the running back I was looking for. I knew you'd appreciate that being a Pacific Northwest guy, but I just couldn't think of his name.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch, Skittles. I love Skittles. Big picture here, you don't want to ask people to opt in to learn about your product. You want to make it as easy and seamless and simple as possible for someone to learn about your product. You want to capture a lead for someone who knows that they can afford your product and they still want it. This is a lead quality issue. Why would you want to attract people who don't know what your price is? You want to attract people who already say, I like you. I believe in what you're doing. I think your product can solve a problem for me. And yes, I will opt into this other promise of value, and then your salespeople can follow up, right? So it's very important that you don't hide essential information that precedes the sale, because it's not like it was 20 years ago where the expectation was that salespeople had all the information.
Yeah.
Today, the expectation is that the internet will have all of the information and that the salesperson is there to consult you, to help guide you, to answer your very, very specific nuanced questions, the 5% of questions that are unique from every single time. Right? The 95% of questions that everyone asks, that should be on your website. This is important for a variety of reasons. Again, we already talked about lead quality. There's also search traffic, right? Any of that product information, you want to be searchable. There's also the effect of having all of that information so that people can sell themselves, right? Again, this is Absolutely. Very similar to lead quality, but why would you want to have to pay a commission to a salesperson if people are going to purchase from your website?
Right.
And if you have all of the information on the website, you will be shocked how many people will already want to buy, which if you are forcing people to go through a salesperson, your salespeople will stick because you're giving them highly qualified leads that are ready to buy.
That already vetted themselves.
That have already vetted themselves.
Because they saw the pricing.
That have qualified themselves, that have pre-framed themselves. And now your salespeople, you don't need as many of them because they're lining them up and closing them.
All right, let's rewind the clock a little bit. How long is this pricing page? Wirebuzz.com/pricing been on our website, Marcus? Just ballpark guess me.
6 months.
6 months, okay. First time you brought it up to me, I believe it was brought up to you. And I was like, yeah, whatever, Marcus. I'm old school. I wanted to go through our salespeople. I said,
it wasn't even you. I remember the original debate. It was me and a fellow director, former director here at the company.
Yes.
And he said, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I said, that's okay. Let's do it anyway.
Right, right. And then it became, but no, every project's different. So it's hard to throw up, you know, just pricing because everything is custom. That's okay.
Give people a sense of what to expect.
Let's just get close.
Yeah.
Right? So to your credit, I had very little to do with it, but it just started. I saw it when it got into a rough draft version. You guys created a Google Doc and wrote it up, and then I looked at it. And I still, even though I'm this marketing nerd that knows that all this information needs to be at people's fingertips so they can make smart decisions and vet themselves and determine that we're too expensive for them or whatever goes through their mind, in my mind, I figured if it could save us a meeting or two, great, right? Now, 6 months later, what we've discovered is people don't get into our conference room. They're just not going to arrive if they've been to that page and their pockets aren't that deep, mm-hmm. right? Now, look, I'm not saying our pricing is high because I don't think it is. I think we're highly competitive, especially when you consider the rock star ingredients that we add for each and every stage through the process of the buyer's journey, because most can't do that. But what I did notice is when people show up to meet with us, they're not, it doesn't take as many meetings and we don't have to do a big reveal. Now they're already expecting the price, which softens the whole sales process.
Absolutely. And then just thinking of it from a marketing qualification process, when I see a new marketing qualified lead come through, before I'll pass it to a salesperson, I want to see a yes, no on did they see our pricing page? Because if they have not loaded our pricing page, that is not a qualified lead to me. Mm-hmm. Because that means that there's a 90% chance that they expect videos to cost $500 because their neighbor down the street did their bar mitzvah for $500.
That was a good bar mitzvah, though. I was there.
So it's important, you know, from a pre-qualification of leads perspective. But I think that there's also this comparison, right? So let's just get like into some of the psychology of this issue. Okay, so you have a salesperson, and the salesperson says, "I want the maximum number of leads, even if they're not qualified, because I'm such a badass that I'm going to convince this person of the value of our solution, and they're going to buy it, even if it's too expensive."
The sales ninja,
right? The sales ninja, and this person believes that they're going to close more deals on that end of the equation,
yeah.
Right? Because they're just going to convince more of these low quality leads to buy, and that's going to generate them more revenue than all of the leads that they are missing out on because they have not provided essential information that makes people want to raise their hand and speak to a salesperson. Right. And so when we see that 82% of people don't want to raise their hand anyway, I think that the balance of, the net gain loss is you are losing massively on that exchange. Plus, you have to work way harder on those sales. So, you know, just addressing the basic psychology, those are your two scenarios. Those are the two, that's what you're deciding between. And so make the smart decision and decide to communicate with people, give them the information, meet their expectations, deliver value, communicate why your product is worth the price, right? If you're delivering all of the information we've been talking about, there's no reason you should have to hide the price because you're bringing people through your customer journey, and then the price should appear a value if you've constructed an intelligent offer and marketing argument.
If you built enough value along the way with your content and information, the price reveal should be a no-brainer.
Right.
All right. What I like about this is transparency. Mm-hmm. I like presenting pricing in a pitch meeting and already knowing that they're there because they've got that type of budget. By the way, when you look at our pricing, you should know that I think this is an important thing that Wirebuzz does for every project. We've already built in pricing on our clients when we present them their pricing for 3 rounds of script revisions, because we know it's going to take roughly 3 times back and forth and modifications along the way to get it just right. So if you're doing scripting, we also build in 3 rounds of scripting. If you're doing storyboarding or you're looking for storyboarding, there's 3 rounds of storyboarding. And then when the video gets edited in post-production, there's 3 rounds of editing revisions. Now, let me tell you the reason we do this. Nobody likes to be, nobody likes to have the never-ending mission creep on a project. So we did 1,700 videos last year. And out of those 1,700 videos, I don't know of a single time, maybe one, but I can't even put my finger on it, where we went past three rounds of revisions.
There are a few clients for whom we always build in five because we know that their legal team is like that.
Okay. All right.
But never an unexpected situation.
Absolutely. And so then I don't have to go back to the client and say, you know, oh, by the way, this project's mission creeping and I need another $7,500 for you to, so I don't have to hold their project hostage. We build it in already. When you look at the pricing, you should have an idea that that's the last ask we're going to have on that project. And that provides greater confidence, it provides greater transparency. And we bring it up early because we want to knock down an objection before it comes up because, hey, listen, if you're a video creator, they already know the game. They already know that people add more changes and the price grows, and they're already irritated by that. So we just handle that on the front end so it doesn't come up later on and now everybody's hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Marcus, anything else? Now, I know we've got these clients that are walking in the door. We're giving you guys high-level overview on making your website your best salesperson. Naturally, there's going to be videos there.
Mm-hmm.
A product overview video. There's most likely going to be a customer testimonial story. Instead of a testimonial, mm-hmm. we're going to bring people along the journey, share the story with a lot of B-roll, play some compelling music, and show the client that's using our customers or using our clients, this is crazy talk. So, okay, let me see if I can clear this up. All right. When our client's customer is sharing their testimonial story, the customer is the hero of that story, not you, not your client, not your product, but the person who purchased the product is the hero. Right? And you, if you provide a service, are the mentor, right? Or if you provide a product, that product is the aha that solved the pain problems, that pushed them over the edge, and now life is amazing, right?
Your product is the force.
It is the force.
You, your company is Obi-Wan. Oh. You are teaching the customer, Luke, how to wield the force so that he can save the galaxy.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. My young Jedi.
It's the basic story of virtually everything that we see in Western culture. It's always the same story.
If you want to know the best tricks to accelerating your sales process using the power of video, I created a mini course where I came in literally on a holiday, did the guys, the video guys made fun of me. They called it a Todd one-man band special, where I came in, I set up the lights, and I stood in front of the TV, and I did like a presentation, right? And this is what happens when you give me vacation time or holiday time. I've got to be productive with it. So I came in, and I did it on, was it Black Friday? Is it the day after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That's what the day's called?
Yes.
That's when I did it. And I knocked it down, and it's for you. It's 30 minutes long, maybe 35 minutes. Wirebuzz.com/speedo is where you can get a hold of that. It'll be very helpful to help you start coalescing some of these big ideas that we've been sharing. He's Marcus Krieg. He's our director of strategy. Marcus, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And if this podcast episode was valuable for you, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Leave a really honest rating and review. Hit the subscribe button when you're there and hit it hard. And each episode, Marcus will send directly to your mobile device so you can listen to us as you're on the go or at the gym getting swole like Marcus. All right?
Yeah.
Right on, right on. All right, the fun episode. We are off to happy hour with some clients, wishing you the very best in prosperity. If you want to know where we're going to Loco Patron.
Loco Patron, local distillery.
A Mexican brewery that opened up in our parking lot. God bless that. One of the best things that's ever happened around here.
Tequila.
That's right. And all great stories start with tequila. All right. So this was a fun episode. Thanks for joining us. If you got any questions, pump them our way. We'll use them in an episode if it's worthy. Jeff, thanks for setting up and teeing up this conversation. And it's our hope that this information makes you a video marketing master.
Peace.
Peace.